They are several chairs.
Right, all those afters there are.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the illustration I had in here was the one I gave you first. I think it'd been easier if I just figured it out myself.
I wonder how in the world they're going to use all this.
Different people say these things differently.
Uh-huh.
And what we've found out, what's been found out so far is that as you move in certain areas of the South, there was like a migration and
uh-huh.
different influences on different peoples,
right.
And you can pretty well trace it back.
Oh, I can remember when I was a kid, the way people talk then and now, it's all the difference in the world. That's the reason I said that you come on when you told me what you was doing. I said,
right.
I can see it's a worthwhile thing, and I can see where it probably will help maybe some future generation, maybe some way or other, because when I grew up, there's lots of terms that you never hear now. A chair was called a chair.
Chair?
A chair. That's what the old people called it. And it was right comical. You used up your tape.
No, that's fine. This is what I'm after, too.
I have a brother-in-law. He's a physicist. And
like in college?
Yeah,
he teaches physics.
Yeah, teaches physics at Vanderbilt. And my wife's sister's husband. And he came down one year, and we were out here on the farm doing something. And I was giving one of the tractor drivers some instructions as to where I wanted him to plow. And where I wanted him to leave off a little spot at the lower side of a field. And I said, now do you understand what I'm talking about? He said, yes, yes. He says, you want me to do all of that field over that skews in that bottom there? And a few minutes he went on and left. And my brother-in-law said, what do you mean, excuse me? I said, just exactly what he said.
That's something that you understood perfectly well.
I understood perfectly well.
Would you have ever been inclined to say something like that yourself?
No.
Ever?
No, never have.
I think I might have one time or so, but that's pretty much what went on, what was said around Florida.
And I was, that was common, though, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, see, we got, each generation gets better education. Now, when the people my father's age in this community, other than some of the girls, none of them finished high school. Now, my dad's sisters, they all went on and made school teachers. But none of the boys, and it was seven boys and five girls, I think. But none of the boys, the boys quit school and went farming when they were about this, anywhere from the sixth to the tenth grade. So, and prior to that, they was just right in here behind the Indians, see?
Yeah.
And they had no education. And I can't help but appreciate public education because I see what it's doing. Back years ago, as you know, it was all private education back years ago. And the poor people, the rural people, as a rule, didn't get any education. And I can see it, no older than I am at 45, I can see people that are, say, 60 years old now. And in some instances, their father's still living. And he'll be in his 80s. And you can see this man is in his 80s. He's a fine fellow. All right. That don't have to do with his education. Have to do with that. But in farming, he doesn't...